It's been almost 2 years since Gordon Brown took over from Tony Blair. The job came with a host of inherited baggage, and Prime Minister Brown has been fighting a largely uphill battle ever since. With the exception of last November when he championed the call to reform the banking system, and 6 weeks ago when he hosted the Group of 20 summit in London, Mr. Brown's poll numbers have been poor. In the weeks since the G20 meeting, the already rough recession has been biting even harder here, and multiple scandals are undermining his authority. The latest negative story to affect the Brown government concerns the abuse of the expense system by politicians. People everywhere in the country are angry, especially under the backdrop of tough economic times.
We're paying them a fortune for doing nothing, quite honestly. It's disgusting.
I wish I could do it. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I think they get a lot of money for what they do, but why waste it? You know, we pay the taxpayers' money, so why are they wasting our money on it?
Obviously, they are working within the rules. The rules are all wrong, aren't they? Yeah.
I think it's wrong. What we can do about it as individuals, I don't know.
I've just lost all trust in politicians. How can we trust someone that's spending our hard-earned tax money on chandeliers, on helipads, on ridiculous, preposterous things that we normal people don't need, so why should politicians need?
In the House of Commons this week, Gordon Brown acknowledged the damage.
We must prove ourselves worthy of the public's trust. We must apologise for mistakes that have been made. We must rectify all the errors that have happened. And we must reconstruct the system in a way that the public will see it as building confidence in the political process.
Conservative Party leader David Cameron was much more forceful and sounded more in tune with the mood on the street.
Isn't it time to wake up and see what's going on in the country? Isn't it time for us to see ourselves as the rest of the country sees us? Isn't it time to stop the talking, stop the endless committees, and start showing some real leadership to deliver some real change? How can we bring about the change this country needs if we cannot change ourselves?
Having obtained leaked Parliament expense records, Britain's Daily Telegraph newspaper has been running exclusive stories every day for the past week. Assistant editor Andrew Pearce says although it has damaged the reputation of all British politicians, Mr. Brown's Labour Party has taken the biggest hit.
It always tends to hurt the government more because, A, they've got more MPs than the opposition parties, the Conservatives and Liberal Democrats, and also some of the figures who've been caught in the sharp glare of the bad publicity generated by the expenses scandal are indeed cabinet ministers, people that people have actually heard of.
The latest public opinion polls have been grim reading for Prime Minister Brown. One this week, published by the Mail on Sunday, showing the Conservatives on course for a landslide victory, is typical. Andrew Pearce says it seems like one problem after another for the Prime Minister, and that's taking its toll.
I think the voters have pretty much decided. With the Conservatives have now surged into a lead of about 20 points, and that's been consistent in the polls for some weeks. Gordon Brown had a brief high when he conducted successfully, in the views of most people here, the G20 negotiations in London. He was praised by Barack Obama, but within weeks he was brought to his knees by a series of scandals. There was one of his key Downing Street advisors had to resign after emails were uncovered by my own newspaper, in which he was suggesting a series of unsubstantiated smears against the leader of the opposition and the shadow chancellor. He had to go, and that was very damaging for Gordon Brown, not least because it took him 4 days to apologise.
A damaging fight over residency rights for old Gurkha soldiers in Britain and an erosion of civil liberties have also put the Brown government squarely on the wrong side of the argument with the public. As Pearce says, for many voters, enough is enough.
People are fed up with them, frankly. The time for change argument is becoming very powerful. The recession is going to get much worse. Unemployment, which is at 2 million, will probably be 3 million come the next general election. And people who've lost their jobs, they won't care about whether Gordon Brown conducted G20 successfully. They'll blame him and the government for the fact they've lost their job.
In 3 weeks, European and local elections will be held across England. If projections are correct, Labour will do very badly, and many expect Mr. Brown will radically shake up his cabinet at that point. But few here believe that will be enough to shake up Mr. Brown's fortunes. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.